722 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studios, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Great to see you this morning.
Thanks for coming in, and no bad weather yet.
Yeah,
maybe
like,
on the way, but it looks like we're going to dodge the worst of it.
It looks like we're going to, the Weather Service told us this morning, and it looks like we're going to be a little, and I'm sure Bob just reinforced this, that looking more slushy, and of course we're on that temperature line, so we've been watching it, and we'll continue to watch the temperature. It stays up in that 33, 34, 35 range, and we avoid freezing rain. We should be in fairly good shape here.
I
might have a future as a meteorologist, public health official, meteorologist. So there you go.
Let's get into last night. The school board met, and you met without one of the school board members. Noel Stratmone was not able to attend tonight, and we wish him the best.
Yes, so Noel Stratmone did submit what's called a temporary resignation late last week. And there's a part of statute that allows a school board member to temporarily resign their position if they can reasonably foresee that they won't be able to complete their duties for the next 90 days due to health reasons. And that is where Noel is at. Noel is a fixture in this community. He was first elected to the school board in 1982. He has, if you think about it, he has influenced the public education system here in Northfield during five different decades. And he's one of the most altruistic people you will ever meet, right? He cares so much about this community. He cares so much about our students and their future and making this, an outstanding place to grow up and to potentially come back, and live and work. And so Noel's got some health issues he's dealing with right now, so he did submit that temporary resignation. So what that allows the board to do is the board can appoint someone to take Noel's seat while he is unable to complete his duties. When Noel feels better and is able to come back to complete his duties, he submits a second letter. The board takes another resolution, and he comes back to the board on his seat. So I invite everyone in the community just to please hold Noel in your heart. He's one of our best and just an awesome member of our community, and we just wish him well as he recovers from his illness. And we look forward to seeing him back on the board yet during the rest of his 2-year term. In the interim, we do need to appoint a replacement. It's important to have a 7-member board. So later today, I'll be sending out something to our families. I'll be sharing it with Rich so that it can be posted on the KYMN website. Of course, on our website, Northfield News will have it. And, any district resident who is interested in potentially serving in that temporary seat is going to be asked to complete an interest form. That interest form should be, again available later today. Through January 3rd at 4 p.m. Then what will happen is the board will take a look at those interest forms, and at its January 9th meeting, it will go through a nomination process and appointing a member to serve in Noel's seat until he can return. And so there's some more technical details I can share at a later date, Jeff, about the actual board technical process that they will use at the meeting to nominate and appoint. But for right now, what I just hope is that people will hold Noel and his family in their hearts as he recovers. We look forward to Noel returning to the board when he is able. And in the interim, if people are interested in serving in that role, we have some information. We will have some information later today on our website and on your website as well that people can use to complete an interest form. There'll also be a link to a resource from the Minnesota School Boards Association that's a guide that they give to people who are interested in running for a school board in an election. So while this is a slightly different circumstance, a chunk of that document is really applicable just for people who might be interested in temporarily serving on the school board, just to see the roles and responsibilities of governance that the board has. So we will take that action in January, and that person will hold Noel's seat until such time that he is able to return.
Let's move into the tax levy. Of course, it's the end of the year for tax purposes, not the end of the school year, but for tax purposes, you have to approve that levy. And it's quite a bit different. You are regulated in ways that some of our other government bodies are not regulated. So what did they come up with and what did they pass?
So you're right, Jeff. School finances, we've talked about many, many times, is highly regulated in Minnesota. So the board did certify the final tax levy at a 5.63% increase. That's exactly the same as the proposed or the preliminary levy that was brought forward in September. Now, as you know, we usually are up or down a percent or a percent and a half. Last year, our levy was down 1.5%. It's important to remember that we levy a flat dollar amount, and we just indicate how much more is the levy this year than what is last year. So a 5.63% increase to our levy doesn't necessarily mean that that is a 5.63% increase to people's school taxes. That depends on your valuation and a whole bunch of other stuff that you have talked with many of my colleagues from other governmental agencies about. And so that 5.63% increase is really related, the bulk of it is related to the inflationary factor that is added to our voter-approved operating levy. So when the voters approved the operating levy in 2017, they approved it for 10 years, and they approved it with an inflationary factor. So while inflation has not been good for lots of things, this is one of those cases because they do add an inflationary factor to our voter-approved operating levy. We got some additional funding this year from that. We are still down students compared to what we in declining enrollment, as we've talked about. Our enrollment's a little bit better than what we projected, about 42 students more than originally projected, but we are still in declining enrollment. So while that extra funding, you know, the additional funding that we received as a result of that inflationary factor is very helpful, it's important to understand that our levy that was certified last night, there's really only two parts to it. Unlike other governmental agencies, the board has actually quite little discretion on how much the levy is, because there's two parts of it. There's state-approved levy, and then the bulk of what we have is a significant portion is the voter-approved levy. So unlike other governmental bodies, we either get permission to levy from the state or we get permission from the voters. And so a 5.63% increase is it's one of the higher ones we've had in the last couple of years because of that inflationary factor. Also, I want to just share while we're talking about budget that we also did a budget revision. We are projecting to end the year with a little bit less fund balance than we had originally projected. We originally projected a little bit more than 14%. We'll be down about 12.9% or so at the end of this year. Big factor there is something we've talked about before, which was the additional investment that the district made in our health insurance program to keep those premiums affordable for our employees. And then finally, many school district audits are running a little bit late this year due to a lot of the federal funding that was a result of the COVID relief process, the ESSER funding. And so we will actually have to have a special board meeting on December 22nd at 5:15 to hear our audit results and for the board to accept the audit results. The preliminary results are very good. It is just a matter of timing and some additional federal programs that needed to be tested. And I'd love to come in and talk about it because I think the audit is just another great story of how awesome our finance team is with as much federal funds that were in and out with all of the regulations of that. To hear the audit report that we anticipate hearing on December 22nd is really a testament to the great processes and systems that we have in place to make sure that we're using those funds appropriately.
All right. You have an open invitation. We'll put you down for the 23rd.
You got it.
All right. Superintendent Matt Hillman is with us, and we're talking about last night's school board meeting. You have talked and looked into high school facilities for quite some time, and I understand you took a vote on that last night. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah, so as many people in the community know, we have some needs, some facility improvement needs at Northfield High School. And so we did bring forth a recommendation to the board based on over a year's worth of research and talking with the community, a task force, a voter survey that we did, and we brought forward a proposal that was going to be around between $77 and $80 total million dollars, and the vote tied 3-3. So when a vote ties on a school board, it does not pass because it needs to achieve a majority of the present board members in order to pass. So a 3-3 tie, so the proposal does not pass. So at this point, we don't have a plan to bring anything to voters. And this is a dilemma, and I think people who are listening should be incredibly proud of how committed and dedicated your school board members are. We hear a lot about governmental agencies who just, you know, can't talk civilly, they can't have a conversation on the issues and the ideas. It becomes more rhetoric, and our board is totally around issues. It's really just a wonderful thing to see an elected board speak, you know, so civilly and so thoughtfully about a dilemma. When I talk with people in the community, I know that there's a variety of perspectives. We have a segment of our community that just doesn't feel that the current building matches the kind of education that we would like for our students, and they feel that starting over would be the best approach. We have another group in our community who feels that the building is structurally sound and that it's been, you know, paid for many times over, so reinvesting in some of those systems, you know, is the way to go. There's also a group of folks who just, you know, taxes are tough for them right now, and they wouldn't be interested in any kind of a bond referendum coming forward. So I think our board is probably right about where the community is. They're elected representatives of the community, and it is a dilemma. You know, we do have some significant needs for improvement at Northfield High School in a variety of different ways. We've talked about these many times before, Jeff. You know, we do have some systems that are, you know, as we somewhat joke that our buildings and grounds director Cole Nelson isn't losing sleep at night right now about some of the original systems at Northfield High School. But in about a year, he probably will start losing some sleep. You know, as a building gets older and as those interior systems, those internal systems, the things that are behind the walls, the things that you don't see but certainly are very important to the building, as those age, sourcing those parts becomes much more difficult. We've been very fortunate at this point to be able to do that through a variety of creative ways from our buildings and grounds department. In some cases, driving to places like Alexandria to pick up a part, fabricating some on our own, you know, when we're able to do so. So we do have some needs, you know, some actual operation and infrastructure needs. And then we also know, you know, that the high school was built at a time before we put a person on the moon. And if you heard yesterday, scientists at the Livermore Laboratory in New Mexico are preparing to announce a significant breakthrough in nuclear fusion that could be an unending supply of clean energy. And so we have a building built before the moon landing that is supporting a group of students who will take the handoff on that research about an unending source of clean energy, and they're doing so in a building that's 60 years old. So that's the range of different things that we're looking at. So we will regroup. We'll continue to listen, and we will, as always, Jeff, say what's next and continue to serve the community to the best of our ability.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, my next question, lead-in would be, what is next? You've been working on this for a year. Is everything just scrapped at this point? Do you take that plan, retool it maybe a little bit, integrate some other ideas into it, and give it back to the school board? What direction are you going?
Yeah, Jeff, I think all of those things are there. I think, you know, the issues that we heard last night were really around that the current proposal maybe didn't address enough of the needs. But we were really at the top of the tax tolerance that our voter survey shared that we could probably win support for. We also have some honest-to-goodness questions about what's the timing of an election. In Minnesota, schools are allowed to run special elections on five different days during a year. But we also know that we prefer to go in an even year in November when there's either a midterm or a presidential election. So we try to go on those dates as often as we can, but the high school was in such a situation in terms of where we can see a sense of urgency that we felt we needed to do something a little bit earlier than that. So there's a number of those things, Jeff, that we'll weigh and measure, and of course we'll come back. We are good stewards of the resources that are entrusted to us, fiscal, human, and building. And in this case, you know, we are going to just go back at it and say, okay, what's the next approach that we think is something that, you know, the elected representatives of the community can support to bring to the voters? We don't just get to make this decision on our own, right? We bring it to the voters and the voters weigh in. So we are always looking at trying to bring the right proposal to voters that they can support so that they know that we're listening to them. We're also trying to make sure that we're able to get the kind of facilities improvements that we need to enhance or improve our operating budget. Anytime you invest in a bond, you're hoping to see some operational savings. And then, of course, the learning environment for our students is also incredibly important. That can be achieved in a variety of different ways.
Now, you just the voters just approved another levy, this
capital projects levy. Yep.
The capital projects, is that going to be enough in the short term? Is there anything that the school would have to have before being able to open up for another school year? Is there anything urgent in that can't be handled by that capital levy?
You know, there are some urgent things that are smaller that we can handle within the capital levy, but our projection for 0 to 2 years over the next 2 years is about $17 million worth of maintenance, and it's just because of the age of the building. So this is why our regular, even with the expanded capital projects levy, it's not a situation where a lot of the systems are a la carte. So I can't, in most cases, we can't say, well, we'll do this part of the building with this system, but we'll leave this other part. It doesn't work that way. As anybody understands, we're talking about a system for heating and cooling and things like that that work together. There are some things that we might be able to do with our capital projects levy and our operating capital funding. However, we do have a number of bigger things that in order to really do them effectively and to be the best stewards for the community, they need to have a little bit larger of an infusion of dollars through a bonding process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Superintendent Hillman, is there anything else that you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Jeff, I just really appreciate the partnership that we have with KYMN. Appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share with the community all of the stuff that's going on at the school. We appreciate the partnership with KYMN and NorthfieldLive.com, to continue to bring great programming to folks in Northfield and beyond, showcasing our students and their talents. So we're just so privileged to have you and your team in the community helping everyone be informed.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN.